This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials notified the public Thursday of a potential measles exposure at Denver International Airport earlier this week. An out-of-state traveler with a confirmed case of measles was at the airport and stayed at the Quality Inn and Suites DIA while infectious. The person arrived at the international terminal on Tuesday, May 13th. The next day, they returned to the airport and boarded a domestic flight. Anyone who was exposed on either of the flights will be notified directly by their state or local public health agency. Wild bison in Colorado are gaining new protections under a new state law. They will be classified as big game wildlife and protected from poaching. The state doesn't really have a significant wild bison population, but the animals do sometimes cross into the state from Utah. Until now, wild bison could be killed without any state penalties. 50 games into the baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies are struggling. The Rockies have won just 8 games and lost 42. At this rate, they'll lose 136 games this season, clinching the record for the most losing team in Major League history. The Rockies just lost 4 straight to Philadelphia. They'll try again at home tonight against the New York Yankees. Ski area. Arapahoe Basin says the last day to hit the slopes this year will be June 8th. People can ski 7 days a week up until June 1st. After that, it's only open the following weekend. A-Basin could decide to extend the season a couple more weeks if the snow allows. A-Basin is typically Colorado's last ski resort to close. This is CPR News.